Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Michael Salerno about called to demons. Have you ever been into a situation where, you know, because obviously you took that leap into this and having this drive from initially watching that episode of A Haunting to going, I want to be a demonologist, you know, that's a very heavy thing to take on. Was there any point as you learned more and more about this and kept digging deeper and deeper, and of course you have the drive, you want to help people, that's your ultimate goal, but was there ever any moment as you kind of dug deeper into this and started getting involved in it where you said, I'm kind of scared for my own safety here and questioned if this is something you truly were prepared to handle as you learned to become a demonologist?
Actually, the first real demonic case that I went to go and try and help with, I was scared to death. That right there, that I was going to deal with a real demon for the first time, I went and I knelt in front of my priest and I asked, please bless me, and I broke into tears. That's how powerful that was, that I was, this was real and this is what I was going to do. Mm-hmm. I actually had to stop for a couple years because it was starting to affect me and my family. We had a real bad string of bad things that happened and things breaking and total, like, almost depression going on. And I said, I got to get out of this. And unless God sends me another message, I don't think I should be doing this anymore, because bad things are happening. I mean, I wasn't having a haunting at my house, but I was being oppressed around me, and I just had to stop. And then I got the call back.
When you said you were being oppressed around you, I mean, can you be a little bit more specific as to what were some of those things that really made you say, I got to take a break from this?
My finances fell apart. I lost my job. My appliances were breaking left and right. It was like everything that bad could happen was happening. And I said, maybe I got to step away from this. And at the same time, I felt like I was also had a string of cases where I wasn't able to help the people. They weren't ready to help themselves. I can help and show people how to fight these things. But once I leave, they have to be able to maintain that course that they're on to keep it away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because these things could come back. And when they come back with a fury.
Yeah.
So if you are asking God to help you with something like this, you're going to have to make some changes in your life, too. Because mm-hmm. whatever brought this in, it's going to be pissed off that it got sent away. So I had some that came back, the people didn't make the changes that we asked them to do. And I just felt like I wasn't winning anymore. Not winning, but not helping.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a break. I had to stop for 2 years. Oh, even Eric and I would get in a fight. We didn't talk for a year. And that's my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so these things can affect you. You might not notice it right away that it's demonic, but too much of it. And then when I stopped, it alleviated. It was weird.
It's not always going to present itself as a cross turning upside down on a wall or you know, saying things like that. But it will present itself in some ways that just kind of look mundane, of just a string of bad luck or this or that. But at some point you have to look and go, this was never me. This has never happened like this before. What,
right.
You know, what's the factor that has changed to make that happen? It's very bizarre, you know, when those sort of things happen, and it really does make you take a step back and go, tell me what did bring you back? What was, you know, cause obviously you were finding some peace, some respite from all of these things. What brought you back into it?
Well, actually I had done an A Haunting episode in that hiatus, that 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
One of the cases that Eric and I did. And I had the producer had a similar faith beliefs in what I had, and we got along and we stayed in touch. And I was on vacation in Maine, and we were in an area in northern Maine that has basically no cell signal at all. None. And for the whole week, you know, the kids were complaining because they couldn't go online and all kinds of stuff. We couldn't even make a phone call out. But the night before we left, my cell phone rang. And I picked it up, and it was that producer. And she said, Michael, I just want to let you know that I have a show that they need your help on one of the cases because it's demonic. Would you be willing to help with the show? And I said, well, I don't know. I'm not really doing it. Let me talk it over with my family. And I'll see. I'll call you when I get out of here because I don't even know how I have a signal. And she said, okay. So on the way home, we talked it over with my family. And I told them, I said, listen, I have this opportunity to go and do a TV show, but it's to help someone that's being affected by demons. I said, should I do this again? And my wife said, she's funny. She loves the story. She's afraid of it, but she loves the story. She says, I don't think you should have gotten out of it to begin with. I said, okay, well, all right. And how about you kids? And my daughter said, I think that's what you're supposed to be doing anyway, Dad. And my son said, are you going to be able to help someone? And I said, yeah, I think I really can. And he said, then I'm on board too. You could do it again. So I made the decision that I was going to go in and help. And that's where I met Steve Shippey. I don't know. Do you know who Steve Shippey is?
I recognize the name, but I don't know him personally.
Okay. He is a rapper from Michigan, mm-hmm. who his rapper name is Prozac.
Okay.
And he's also a paranormal investigator and documentary filmmaker. Mm-hmm. He has a bunch of movies on Amazon Prime, and he had a show last summer called Haunting in the Heartland.
Okay.
And he actually just did the Ed Gein shock doc.
Okay.
He's the investigator in that. I don't know if you saw it.
I think I did see that one. So, yes, that's why I recognized it, because I did watch that.
So I was flown out to Iowa to help Steve Shippey on a case that he was in, and we actually were able to help the family. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So that's how I got back in. Then I was talking to my friend Dan Rivera, and he said, why don't you come up to the church and I'll introduce you to Father Rodriguez. I said, sure. So I went up and I met Father Rodriguez, and Father Rodriguez and I got along very well. And he told me he will help me until the day I die. So, and he's an exorcist. So I said, perfect. He's a great guy. And then Dan invited me to be part of the New England Society for Paranormal Research, mm-hmm. NESPR.
Yeah.
And what an honor.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes. I couldn't ask for a bigger honor than to be invited into that legacy group.
Sure.
I mean, because basically that's what they are. They're a Warren legacy group. They're trying to carry on Lorraine and Ed's traditions.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great thing. And I'm very happy to be included in it. Not too many people get that opportunity or privilege to work with these people.
Sure.
So that's what brought me back.
Let me ask you this. Even when an individual or a family follows the plan that is outlined by an exorcist or a demonologist, and they are doing everything that they can. They're not diverting from it and, you know, letting things back in. Is there times, is there cases where this force is so strong that it is, in reality, it is going to plague them and follow them throughout the rest of their lives, and there's no really truly getting away from it, maybe keeping it more at bay? I mean, is there ever times like that, or is there always a foolproof way of getting something that dark out of a family or out of an individual's lives?
It's actually God's decision, ultimately. He has let this happen for one reason or another, and we don't know what his reasons are. I can't ever think to understand God as a human being, but I do believe that there are some that do plague people for their whole lives, even though they do try and live the righteous and the religious and have Jesus in their heart. I do believe that sometimes that does happen. Look at the Annalise Michelle case. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a woman. She ended up dying. It won. This is a spiritual battle, and sometimes battles rage on forever, and sometimes you lose a battle. I can't claim that I do anything other than ask God to help and follow what he has said that he would do for us, and follow some of the Bible, well, not some of them, but the Bible, mm-hmm. and live my life the way I can, the best way I can. We all make mistakes. We all make sins. We all do things that are unpleasing to God. The thing is you have to forgive yourself. You have to ask for forgiveness, and that will alleviate a lot of things. Sometimes you never get to the root cause. It could be a curse that we could not figure out, mm-hmm. for some reason this happened. It could be a generational curse. This thing could have been affecting a family for generations.
Yeah.
So there's no foolproof way, but I do know that people that are affected, if they can pray, it really helps. The rosary really helps keep the demons at bay, when, if they're attached to somebody. Sometimes exorcisms, you need 4, 5, 6, 7 of them. Each one can weaken the demon, but there's no guarantee that it's going to work. Plus, you know, the person has to be on board 100%.
Yeah.
They're not under possession 24/7.
No.
Okay. So there's times they have to actually, you know, let you know, I really want this thing gone.
Yeah.
If they don't really want it gone, it's not going anywhere.
Sure.
Right? Because it can become like an addiction, having all this attention from this entity.
Sure. Can a demon, when we're talking about it, a demon that is soul, you know, singular demon that is tormenting someone, can that demon torment more than one person at a time, or is it like, you know, it's just there, it's in that, its focus is that person for now, and it's not, you know, jumping around from person to person?
Oh, it can affect more than one person at a time. It could jump to a different person,
mm-hmm,
easily. It could jump into an investigator and then back to the person. It could be affecting two or three people in a home,
mm-hmm,
and leaving one alone just so that one thinks everybody else is crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, it can move around. It's going to go for the easiest target,
mm-hmm,
but sometimes it will lash out at other people.
When something like that is exercised from a person, I mean, you're never truly killing it, correct? You're not truly just, you know, it's gone and banished forever. It's simply moving on. Is it just moving on to another vessel that it finds? Or what is the belief system on that?
Okay, well, you cannot destroy a demon. It's a eternal spirit,
mm-hmm,
okay? You cannot kill it. But basically, what the exorcism does is it casts this thing out of the person or the house. And the prayer pretty much tells it to go to the foot of Jesus and receive its judgment. Now, Jesus isn't going to kill this thing either, okay? Because it's immortal. You can't kill a demon. But it could give it, Jesus could give it its punishment. It could be allowed to roam back in the world. These things, even the end of the St. Michael prayer, it says, protect us from the demons that roam the earth seeking the ruin of souls. It's going to look for its next victim. It only has a certain amount of time before the Bible says it loses to Jesus in the rapture and Revelation. So it's going to try and get as many souls as it can before that, because once that happens, it gets bound for 1,000 years, according to the Bible. So it's going to roam around and it's going to try and devour whatever it can. And it's looking for an invitation, and invitations go out all the time.
When we think of invitations, you know, oftentimes we'll think of things like somebody using a Ouija board, you know, kind of the obvious things of that nature.
That one's obvious.
But other than the obvious, I mean, what are some things in cases where you've studied it, learned about it, and you were like, oh, wow, this was the invitation and this is what brought it in? I mean, what are some of those things that people don't think about as being invitations for something, a demon, to come into someone's life?
Well, invitations can range from just a severe sin, a mortal sin. Say you killed somebody or you committed adultery or whatever. That can leave an opening that is considered an invitation, okay, because it's an extreme sin. We're not supposed to communicate with spirits. Now, investigators do this all the time. Every time a person uses a recorder and goes in and says, is there anyone here that wants to communicate? I want to hear from you. That is the same thing as using a Ouija board, except it's digital. It's an invitation. Now, a lot of investigators will argue with me on this. If you want to do it, that's fine. I don't do it because it's an invitation. You are inviting whatever's there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what's there. And even if it tells you it is an innocent, sweet little girl that died out in the street, you don't know that. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's what happened with Annabelle. I'm just this lonely little girl. Can I inhabit this doll? Oh, sure. Go ahead. And look what happened there. It's an invitation just to communicate. If you take part of any kind of rituals, I mean, that's obvious. Sometimes it could be as simple as someone giving you something that's cursed.
Mm-hmm.
There's been people that have gone to attractions, say in Salem, Mass, and someone may hand you something that looks, you know, they're outside of a store and they're advertising for their store, and they might give you something that someone might have actually put a curse on that,
mm-hmm.
that item. And you bring that home and all of a sudden things start happening. Well, I didn't make an invitation, but like I said before, witchcraft and the like causes demonic activity.
Does it ever make you cautious going to an antique store?
Sometimes, yeah. But you know what? I think that I have the wherewithal to be able to hopefully get rid of something that
sure.
has an attachment.
Mm-hmm.
I have that knowledge and that, but it happens. People bring something back, and it's may not be a demon. It may just be a human spirit that was yeah. attached to that.
Sure.
I usually don't handle the human spirit cases because a prayer isn't going to upset a human spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't get called to Casper the Friendly Ghost is doing your laundry for you. I get called for the ones that people are getting scratched and bad yeah. things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually don't get involved in human spirit cases.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it could be a combination because a demon can't hold a human spirit to do its bidding. So it gets confusing sometimes, but it does happen.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Michael Salerno. A big thank you to him for joining us on the program and sharing his experiences with us today. Until next time, for all of us at The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson-Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny System. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? 1 in 4 tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it. Guaranteed or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.